Good morning. It's Monday, June 29th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's strongest stories converge on brain health and longevity interventions. The lead story makes a compelling case that getting the Shingrix vaccine is one of the most evidence-backed steps you can take to prevent dementia, while a new Neurology Live analysis raises a counterintuitive flag on metformin's possible link to increased neurodegenerative risk at high doses. The NYT weighs in on whether GLP-1 drugs like Ozempic could actually slow biological aging. Aviato's krill oil breakdown rounds out the issue with something rare, a supplement where your personal response is directly measurable in 12 weeks, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline, Shingles Triggers Brain Inflammation and the Vaccine That May Stop It from Causing Dementia. According to NBC News, shingles infection causes direct inflammation in the brain, and a growing body of research now links this mechanism to accelerated cognitive decline. This is the one to read today. Does metformin raise dementia risk? New evidence challenges its longevity status, from Neurology Live. Metformin is widely discussed in longevity circles as a candidate anti-aging drug, but new evidence suggests a troubling signal at high doses and long-term use, an association with increased risk of neurodegenerative disease and dementia. A 1,500-patient Alzheimer's trial is approaching its 2026 readout. From Neurology Live, Polaris Av, a phase 3, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial of AR11, mirodenafil, enrolling over 1,500 patients with mild cognitive impairment or early Alzheimer's disease, is expected to deliver top-line results this year. In supplement news, krill oil reliably cuts triglycerides, but leaves cholesterol untouched. What that split tells you about your own response. From Aviato Research, across multiple high-quality studies, krill oil consistently lowers blood triglycerides but barely moves LDL or HDL cholesterol, making it one of the few supplements where your personal response is directly measurable with a standard blood test. GLP-1 drugs created a supplement category almost overnight. Here's where the evidence actually stands. From Nutritional Outlook, the explosion of GLP-1 medications like semaglutide has spawned an entirely new supplement category of GLP-1 support products, but the gap between marketing claims and actual evidence is wide. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.